Today's episode of Wine Time Fridays is brought to you in part by our friends at J. Bookwalter Wines and Coeur d'Alene Fresh.
From Columbia Basin Vines to your table, taste the tradition and savor the excellence of J. Bookwalter Wines. For generations, they've penned their history through meticulously farmed vineyards and celebrated winemaking techniques. Visit bookwalterwines.com to add to your chapter.
Experience the warmth of winter at Coeur d'Alene Fresh, your exclusive private venue wine bar. Reach out to Marla at 208-676-8933 via call or text. Here's to toasting unforgettable moments at Fresh.
It's the first of 2 months of Washington Wine Months.
Yeah, we get,
I don't know why they get 2 months.
We get 5 weeks in this Washington Wine
Month. Oh, so it's 5 weeks and another additional month.
Yeah, so, August is also Washington Wine Month.
It's been a long week, right? Are you ready to wind down? Why not? It's time for the Wine Time Fridays podcast with Shelley and Phil. Neither are sommeliers, but both have a deep passion for life, each other, and of course, delicious wine. And now, here to talk about this week over a glass of wine is Shelley and Phil. It's wine time.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Wine Time Fridays with Shelley and Phil on this Friday, March 22nd, 2024, episode 205. Shelley, happy Friday. It's wine time with our new wine bill. That really caught me off guard last week when we, it's a good segue. Thank you to Jonathan Edelman and Dan Sog with Foolhardy Wines. They are making some really good wines. They are actually, they just spent a weekend at Taste Washington, which, you know, hopefully that went all well and everything. I saw them on social, made a little comment. We know those guys. So anyway, our reception wine tonight, because given our recent history, we're having a light wine night. Only two wines that we're going to be tasting through.
But, plus.
Yeah, but it's a pick pool. And Terre, is that how you pronounce that, Terre?
Seems like it.
Okay. And it's from France. And
T-E-R-R-E-T.
So. T-E-R-R-E-T, correct. We love pick pool. And by the way, it's the end of March. Are you nearing it anyway? Great time. That this week, Shelley, has been in the low 70s, upper 60s. That is freaking awesome. Feels so good.
Sunny.
Yep. Last Sunday,
it's a very warm March for Idaho.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Last Sunday, we spent our very first wine time on the deck. So we love that. And now we'll do it every night until September.
October sometime.
Maybe.
Will we?
Anyway, listen, really, don't say any word. Don't say a word. Don't listen. Don't say anything. Do you hear that?
No.
That's the sound.
Of dogs not barking.
Of Lucy not trying to drag her diaper off.
Oh, yes.
That's worthy of a toast right there.
That is.
Anyway, there's a simple toast.
To
yeah. Pick pool. Very crisp.
It's a little bit fizzy. So I don't think it's the pick pool that's doing that. Maybe the
Terre?
Other grape.
Just a very easy drinking wine. This weekend, we're finding ourselves in the Woodinville area for all of 3 hours. And then we'll be back. That's fun.
It's a long drive for a 3 hour stay.
Three hours stay. Oh my gosh. Why don't you hand me your big glass? This is our very first wine. It is a 2022 Airfield Viognier. You know why we're having a Viognier, Shelley?
The Viognier Day coming up?
It is Viognier Day coming up.
It's Washington wine.
That is
Washington.
That's right. I think we've had an Airfield one other time. It wasn't a white, though. And yeah. Ooh. Get like little pear. Golden apple.
Not getting a whole lot unless I really swirl it around. So maybe it's a little too cold.
Yeah, it came out of the fridge about 10 minutes ago. But we need to do a better job of that. And by we, I mean
I get some pear. It's like peach, maybe white peaches.
Yeah, definitely floral. Just little
floral peaches.
Well, just white flowers. So just light flowers or something. I don't know. Anyway, to health, wealth, and abundance, gratitude, romance, gratitude for great weather, romance, and
peace on earth.
Ooh. Look at the legs on that.
That's very nice. Not at all sweet.
What's the alcohol in this?
Seems light.
It seems like 13.5.
No, is it?
Yeah.
Wow. It's not light. It is not light.
However, this is bone dry.
It is.
Which is really nice. Actually, compared to that pick pool, it had a little bit of, I'll bet that pick pool is only like 10.5. Let's take a look at that. This is up 12% by volume from France.
Mm-hmm. Pick pool drier, though. It's very, well, you taste after that, it's very acidic. Mm-hmm. These are both nice.
Yeah.
And pick pool is a grape. It's not a name of a winery.
This is delicious. This.
I like Viognier. It's for this summer.
Yeah. Perfect for a dock, a deck, a boat, backyard barbecue. We are going, hopefully, this weekend, we will be bringing back maybe something from the Pike Place Market, if we can find our way there to get some Kumamoto oysters.
Yeah.
That would be kind of nice. Some things that, do you have anything that Viogniers pair well with?
They pair well with a lot of things. So salad, seafood, chicken, lighter chicken. I would think like chicken salad.
Soft cheeses like brie and camembert.
Camembert. Mm-hmm.
I said it right?
Almost.
I'm getting so close. how about like a caprese salad?
Does it say that on your notes?
Well, no, my notes say basil.
I was thinking.
Herbs like basil. And if you've got the cheese, it's not
mozzarella
and the tomatoes, but all that things.
Vinaigrette, though, I think it's a little too vinaigrette-y for this.
Yeah, I think that might clash, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feels like it might.
But you could have that mozzarella and the tomato, a little basil.
Pepper.
And pepper is no dressing whatsoever. That would be fantastic.
Mm, that would be good.
It's making me hungry. So what you'll get typically in a Viognier is some of the flavors of stone fruits like peach, apricot, nectarine, as well as floral nuts, as we have seen in this, such as honeysuckle and jasmine, often has a medium to full body and a smooth texture. I think what that means is you get quite the mouthfeel on that. It'll coat your tongue really well. This one is not as, not like that as much seemingly.
Has this one been on oak? 50% and 50% in French oak barrels, 29% new. 33% 2 to 3 year old and 38% neutral. My goodness.
100% estate grown.
Yes. And that was for 10 months before blending all the lots together.
Right. And they have a food pairing of
pad thai.
Do you know what pad thai is?
We had that. I had that at the Mongolian grill type place. Who hot? Yeah.
Oh, just recently?
Pad thai.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I was there with you, but I didn't know. I love that they say you can enjoy this from now until 2030. So that's...
Well, it does have smoke, so...
Yeah, a little bit, right. It also says halibut with orange and mint salsa verde, macadamia chicken with orange ginger sauce and coconut pilaf. I think that would...
These are very specific.
Yeah, but I'm laughing because... I had asked a question on one of our client pages about their favorite people's favorite comfort dish, and someone gave me a description that was very detailed. I said, wow, you're so vague. also Gruyere or aged Gruyere. Gruyere aged Gouda. Yeah. No one said I had to be able to read. Anyway.
I think your teacher did at one point.
Maybe. Not French. Gruyere is French.
Probably.
Okay. Whew. Anyway, this is a $15 bottle of wine we picked up at Pilgrim's Market. And Sarah there.
A really good price.
Yeah. Go and say hi to Sarah. Let her know you heard this episode and you want to pick up some of this Viognier, because Viognier Day is on the 26th.
And don't call it Vaginier.
No. Who did that?
One of the clients at Revora.
That's right. That's so funny. Yeah. There's not Vaginier Day.
No.
No. We get mixed up with Vaginier Day and Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir. I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
Oh, No. This is a family show. We only slap the explicit tag on
when
Russell Mann is on, or Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie can is hotter than the effing sun. That's pretty funny. This is really good. For $15, it is fantastic.
It is.
So, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go to our red wine.
Discover the warmth and enchantment of winter at Coeur d'Alene Fresh, your exclusive private venue wine bar. Exciting events like Sip and Swap and Game Night are on the horizon, so stay updated by liking their Facebook page at facebook.com/CoeurDAlene Fresh. This season, Fresh invites club members for exclusive appointments and extends a warm welcome to the public for advanced reservations of 12 or more. Transform your special occasions into unforgettable memories with Fresh, be it a birthday bash, corporate team building, or any unique event. Personalized wine tastings curated just for you and your loved ones add that extra touch. For inquiries and reservations, reach out to Marla at 208-676-8933 via call or text. Here's to toasting unforgettable moments at Fresh.
Hello and welcome back to Wine Time Fridays. We are on episode 205 and we're talking about two wines from Washington State because it's the first of 2 months of Washington Wine Months.
Yeah, we get,
I don't know why they get 2 months.
We get 5 weeks in this Washington Wine Month.
Oh, so 5 weeks and another additional month.
Yeah, so, August is also Washington Wine Month. So this little dog of ours apparently is again not shy in front of a camera anymore, because last week, for those of you who saw on YouTube, she made her semi-Wine Time Fridays appearance, but she's wearing no diaper. So I want to, before we move on to that red, talk about the CDA Gourmet Wine Word of the Week. It's flights.
Flights.
Now, flights have come more into play at tasting rooms, where you'll order a flight. They'll have different flights, and there are X amount of dollars for, you know, 3 to 5 pours of, you know, 1.5 ounces, 2 ounces, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a really good way of sampling some wines and then saying, ah, this is fantastic. I would take a glass of this. So those are flights, but they came from long ago. Okay.
You can have two different kinds of flights.
Well, that's true.
You can have a vertical flight.
Which is, I think, where that word originated from. And then the tasting rooms kind of adopted that a little bit. But when wine collectors assemble to make a comparative analysis of several wines or types of wines from the same producer region or grapes from different vintages, the wines aren't served in groups or herds, but in flights.
Herds. Hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
A herd of wine.
Well, you have a gaggle of geese. And
yeah, but this is not animals. It's
true.
It's wine.
Well, you have a herd of elk. Anyway, so flights. Highly recommend when you go do some wine tasting. If that's offered because you're not sure where to go, what to try, get a flight. Mm-hmm. What Shelly and I do.
You can get flights of wine, flights of beer, flights of coffee.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably flights of tea.
I would like a flight of ice cream.
I bet you would. Yeah, we're
or pie.
Yeah, we are having flights of pie right mm-hmm. now. Yeah.
Leftover from Pie Day.
Leftover from Pie Day.
Because I bought too many.
Only 10, but there are many pies. There are many pies. What was I going to say about, right. What Shelly and I do is when we go to a tasting room and we'll get a flight and we'll actually share the flight because we really just, or we'll get two flights differently, mm-hmm. different flights, and then share. So it's kind of double the bang for the buck. So anyway, thank you to CDA Gourmet for the wine word of the week. And I've toyed with putting the wine word of the week on a page on her website.
Oh, you should.
So you go back and look back on them. You know, I have nothing really to do.
No, nothing. We're
okay.
Just bored out of our minds. This one.
Unfurl your senses to the legacy of J. Bookwalter Wines, where a heritage spanning generations has penned the chapters of Washington's viticultural history. Through over four decades of curating world-renowned vineyards across the Columbia Valley, each release crafts a new masterwork of the land, award-winningly capturing the wind and soil that infuse each drop with soul. Reserve your place in wine club lore. The book club holds privileged pages granting first tastes of each emerging epic. Continue your enological odyssey at either estate or their starred restaurant fiction for a multi-course pairing sure to ignite your imagination. From terroir to tongue, indulge in an adventure too rich for any readers to forget. J. Bookwalter Wines invites you to become a character in the unfolding novel of Pacific Northwest viticulture. The next act awaits your turn of the page. Visit bookwalterwines.com to add to your chapter. From earth to glass, you're in for an unforgettable journey. J. Bookwalter Wines. Inspired, stylish, generational.
Okay.
Bored out of our minds.
This was a last second choice.
We haven't had this for a while.
We haven't had it for a while. I don't believe we've ever featured Townsend.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
This is Townsend T3 from Columbia Valley. It's a blend.
Yeah.
What is this one a blend of?
I can tell you. It's a blend of 45% Cabernet Sauvignon, 35% Merlot, and 17% Cabernet Franc. Now, I could not, for the life of me, find a vintage on the bottle. I talked to Cheryl Lynn because we got this at Fred Meyer. And she said, wow, I love this wine. She loves the T3. And she can't keep it on the shelf. It's about $17.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good for a red wine.
Yep. Anyway, hashtag cheersing.
Cheersing.
You know, one of our on-again, off-again traditions in the fall is to go to Green Bluff. And it's like a nice big old circle. She's so weird. And we end up at Townsend.
Mm-hmm, we
did. It used to be Jill Ryder was the tasting room manager there. She's no longer there, but it was nice to give her a shout out. Townsend's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. This particular.
Don't they have a red table wine? And
yes,
a white
they
table
do.
Wine?
And a purple table wine.
Really? Have
yeah, they have purple. A purple table.
And their labels are cute because they have tables.
Yeah.
Like a side table.
Why in the world did nobody else thought of that? I think it's a fantastic thing.
Nobody thought it was good. This one was 17.
This is about $17. Yep. It actually says 20 on their website, but it's 17 at Fred Meyer.
It's pleasant. It'll probably open up a little more and be a little better in a while. It's still young.
It is. It's okay. Kind of got a little off taste. Are you getting that?
Maybe. That's why I'm hoping it's going to open up.
Yeah. I think I would rate that pleasant. Mm-hmm. I would rate the Viognier. What would you rate the Viognier?
Practically perfect.
Yeah, I think I'm right with you on that. Practically perfect. Happy spring.
Happy spring, yes.
Spring is in the air. Spring it's has so sprung. Nice. 26th is International Viognier Day. Some of the different wines that we've enjoyed this week. We had two from Elsom Cellars. We had the Elsom Cellars Logan, and we had their Malbec, both spectacular.
That Malbec was so dark.
And it was just so good. We're trying to do better, full disclosure, transparency, mm-hmm. not necessarily drink as much wine at night. So it was like a little of that, a little of this. And when we look at the bottle of the Malbec and it's gone, and we're like, crap.
Not again.
Not again. That's a sign of a really good wine. We have the Clos Argentine Reserve, Clos d'Argentine Reserve Malbec, Revora Syrah, Lindsay Creek Winemakers Red. That was fantastic.
That was very good.
Yes. And the Dominic Hintal Terra Bianca. And, of course, this Florensac L'Arrêt de Taupicpul Terre. You're laughing at my pronunciation?
Maybe.
I
wouldn't have done much better, even though I had like 6 years of
minus my 6 years I didn't have. Do you want to say what's coming up?
What is coming up? March 27th, World Marcellin Day. In April, we have 14th, International Tannat Day. We love Tannat. 17th, Malbec World Day. We also love that.
Yeah.
Dustin Lewis and the Bogle Family Wine Collection coming on. Ron Charman with Fly With Wine. Yay. And MJ Towler, a.k.a. the Black Wine Guy, among others.
Yep, among others. What I didn't put on this list was that Juggernaut Pinot Noir, which I'm not sure if we'll have the Pinot Noir from Juggernaut with Dustin, with Bogle Family Wine Collection. But we will be tasting through some Bogle wines, some Juggernaut, and they've got this one fantastic bottle. It's super thin aluminum. The wine inside is you know, almost like a bag. It's not a bag, but it's coated on the inside. So you're not having the wine contact with the aluminum.
No, we didn't want that.
But so there's this trend of people getting pissed off at the weight of wine bottles. In a sense, that if it's a heavier wine bottle, it's got the perceived value of mm-hmm. of a better quality wine, right?
And larger punt.
A deeper punt, yeah. So we'll see about all of that. Shelly, do you have anything left? It seems like this one zipped right on by.
I do not have anything left.
Okay, then. Well, thanks to today's sponsors, J. Book Walter Wines and Coeur d'Alene Fresh. And remember, with a little bit of knowledge, wine becomes a lot less overwhelming. Thank you for joining us. Go out and enjoy the sun. Get ready for springtime. We are here. Thank freaking goodness. And we'll see you next week. Next week with Lopez Island Wines.
Oh, yeah.
Little Madeline Angevine and Zegarive. Bay. All right.
That's why we need the oysters.
That's why we need the oysters. We'll see you next week.
This winter season, Fresh invites club members for exclusive appointments and extends a warm welcome to the public for advanced reservations of 12 or more. Transform your special occasions into unforgettable memories with Fresh, be it a birthday bash, corporate team building, or any unique event. Personalized wine tastings curated just for you and your loved ones add that extra touch. For inquiries and reservations, reach out to Marla at 208-676-8933 via call or text. Here's to toasting unforgettable moments at Fresh. For over four decades, J. Bookwalter Wines has penned the ongoing legacy of Washington viticulture across the acclaimed Columbia Valley. Each release that emerges from their estate crafts a masterful new chapter capturing the soul of the land. Reserve your place in wine club lore with the Book Club, getting early access to acclaimed vintages before they hit the shelves. Continue your exploration at either their Richland Tasting Room and Restaurant Fiction or their Woodinville Tasting Studio. Visit bookwalterwines.com to add to your chapter. J. Bookwalter Wines, inspired, stylish, generational. Thank you for spending part of your day to wind down with Shelley and Phil. Remember, you can listen to any episode of the Wine Time Fridays podcast by visiting winetimefridays.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And join us on our Wine Time Fridays Facebook page, Instagram, YouTube channel, or on Twitter, which is @VintageTweets, for daily conversation. Until next week, here's our toast to you. To health, wealth, abundance, gratitude, peace on earth, and of course, romance.